victory. Oh, yes, I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord.
Sing it again. He holds me.
Yes.
He's got the answers. He's the rest. He's the wisdom. He's the balance. I'm so thankful for this. I don't know what I'd do without it. Go ahead, bro.
Amen.
A little sore, but you know, that's quite all right. I just want to black the devil's eye.
Yes.
Amen. You know, I was on my way here and then my car went out. The battery went out. So I had to thank God I was able to go home, switch cars, and I'm here.
Amen.
So
Amen.
You thought he had me? You know, well, we got a backup. Thank God for the backup.
Yes.
And I'm still here, a little late, but you know what? I'm not worried about that. I know it's in my heart to be here.
Come on.
I want to hear what God's got to say.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to hearing Brother Jay. I know he's an excellent, excellent minister. You know, he's right in line with the ministry. And so I've got all the confidence in him. Right. That's my God. And now he's going to take care of me.
Yes.
And I'm just falling back and just leaning on him. Amen.
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 I was thinking about Brother Jay, too, but a few minutes ago. I thought I need to get up and just praise God. Amen. It's brought him such a long way. You know, we've prayed and prayed. And I know he's already preached.
Right.
He's great and everything, but to leave him, you know, in charge of the church this weekend. Pastor Moore has such confidence in him, and we all do too, and we know that God uses him to speak to us. And I'm just thankful to Brother Jay that he's able to do this soon, you know, of all he's been through this past year. And I just thank God for that. That's why I want to get up and praise God, and for what he's done for me too. I just thank him. That's all I want to do is thank him.
Amen. Can't thank him enough.
I know James will do his part. I want to do my part.
Yeah.
We're just piling more pressure on the young man. God bless him. I can just guess what that's like. I can guess what his night was like. Amen. But I know he'll do his part because God will do that part. It won't be James. It'll be God. God will move on the scene.
Yes.
And I want to praise God. I want to thank him. You know, like that song says, you know, he takes care of everything, no matter what. You know, in this revelation, this truth, you know, I can talk about a lot of things. God's blessed in a lot of ways. But as time has gone on, I see, you know, all that doesn't matter. You know, the blessings in the flesh, the home, the marriages, and that's the best thing you can have. You know, and children, best things you can have. But all of that will pass. The thing that lasts, the thing that matters, is this revelation, this truth. That's the thing that helped me to have a perfect marriage. That's the thing that helped me to raise my children. That's the thing that helped me to be able to stand with my head up when things were down.
Right.
You know, that's the thing that holds me. And that's the thing I want to talk about. That's the thing I want to give to. That's the thing I want my all to be focused on.
Yes.
And I do have just one job.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, and
that's right.
I don't have anything to do, but I do have to believe.
Amen.
That is something I have to do.
Yeah.
I have to have faith.
Yeah.
But I know he'll take care of it. Because, you know, he took care of everything else. And he'll take care of this. So I want to get my part in.
Amen.
I want to praise God.
Yes.
I want my voice. I want my life.
Goodness.
I want my all to be out there that this is the most important thing to me. That this is what I live for.
Yes.
This is what I base my life on. And it is a revelation. It's a new birth. It is a new birth, and it changes everything. It changes everything. Reality moves in. You know, it's not just talk.
No.
Reality moves
Amen.
In. And I just thank God for that.
I just wanted to say thank you to everyone. And if I didn't personally get to thank you for helping the move from my dad's house to mine to storage, I thank you. I thank you for all the lifting and the awkwardness. And if you're sore, I'm sorry. It was a lot of things. So to everybody, I thank you so, so very much. And Alex thanked you, and my whole family thanked you. My sister was in tears because she said, who does this? Who does this? And I said, you know, it used to be, I say, well, they do it, but we do it, you know. So I just want to thank you. And this song is, oh, please keep my dad continuing in your prayers. And also my sister and her family, they're dealing with a hard time. So please pray for them.
Amen.
And this song's been on my heart for a little bit. You're all familiar with it. So hopefully I can manage it. I haven't been practicing like I have. Because of things, but you know, when God tells you to get up and do something, it's on my heart.
Do it.
You know, I did it last week. I sat there and I thought, oh, I'll do it next week, but tomorrow's not promised. So whatever God has me to do today, I need to do it. So I think I can manage to do it.
Amen.
Falling off.
You know, I love this message so much. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am so proud of this message of Fairborn, of the body that we're connected to. You know, I'm part of something big. And, you know, I was showering this morning, and I was, the song was going through my head, have faith in God, because all these things that can scare you, you have a job to do, but God, through every age, through all the Bible, he gave them exactly what they needed, and I know that he's given me exactly what I need. And so many songs were going through my head this morning, and I was on my way to church, and I wasn't feeling well. I was a little late, and as I was listening to the songs, my stomach just started feeling better and better, and I was like, thank you, God, because I don't even have to come here. I get the healing before I even walk through the door, you know. Just, it gets better and better and better. And the song that was on my mind is We Come to Give God Glory. If you can sing with me. I don't have the rest of my family to sing with me. You can sing with me. Jeremiah's not here.
Amen.
Yeah. You can sing with me too.
Amen.
I can't sing, so I need help.
Amen.
I don't know.
We come to lift our hands and give him glory. We come to lift our hands and give him praise. We come to lift our hands and give him glory. We come to lift our hands and give him praise. Give him glory, glory. We come to lift our hands and give him praise. Give him glory, glory. We come to lift our hands and give him praise. Clap our hands and give him praise. We come to clap our hands and send up Judah. We come to clap our hands and give him praise. Give him glory, glory. We come to lift our hands and give him praise. Dance and magnify him. We've come to do our dance and give him praise. Give him glory, glory. We've come to lift our hands and give him praise. Give him glory, glory.
While I'm up here, I'll give him praise. You know, I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful that, you know, to know that, you know, whether it's James, whether it's Pastor Moore, whether it's Jeremiah, whether it's any of us, we know that it's going to be God, and I'm just so thankful for that. I'm thankful that we can hear God's voice, and, you know, no matter what the vessel that it comes through. So, but I am partial to my husband.
Go ahead, Seth.
I also want to bring my praise to the Lord. He is, oh, sorry, Seth. Is it okay? So who's got it?
Go ahead. You go. Just go ahead. Ladies first.
I didn't see
you. I'll sing with you.
Okay. Well, you might know this one. I got a little message for the devil. This song has been on my heart. I can't, you know what? I'm going to bring God what I've got.
Amen.
I may not have what I want, but what you give is what you have. So I'm just going to go ahead. I'm not even going to make no apologies. Old Satan is a liar, and he likes to make us think that we are paupers when he knows himself. We're children of the King.
Right.
So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, and the work's already done. So praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise him. Praise the Lord. For our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord. For the chains that seem to bind you, but serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise him. Praise him. When you praise him. When you praise him. When you praise him. And that's as high as I can go.
Amen. Amen. I am glad to be here today. It's funny because everyone's talking about being sore. I'm not sore. That made me think because, you know, we took a picture. Brother Doug took a picture. Well, he said, I did take a picture. And, you know, I got to tie myself to a body. I thought about that. I was like, you know what? I see those faces. I know who every single one of them are. I'm not confused on who they are. I'm not confused on what my job is. I'm not confused that they're already here. You know, I'm built different. You know, it's funny because we were lifting some heavy objects around some awkward corners. We were moving and turning and just, it was an interesting time. But I'm glad that I got to be there. Because you know what? I felt like, you know, I needed to be there. That's how we should all feel.
Yes.
You know, he didn't say come up and preach. He said come up and make a joyful noise. He said get out of the way. He didn't ask for Seth. He asked for an empty vessel.
That's it.
We all expect to come in here and listen to God talk, but... You know what? God's talked a lot this morning. He started talking
already.
At 10:03. God shook my hand out there. He knocked off the dust.
Yeah.
He patted you down. He said, welcome home. You made it.
Yeah.
You made it. One more time. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I have a body that I can attach myself to, that I know that I'm signed, sealed, and delivered, that no matter what, it's already done. I have the easiest job. Everything's done. The dead's here.
Yeah.
The bride's ready.
Right.
What else is there to do but to praise God?
That's right.
To enjoy yourself.
Yes.
To make a joyful noise. God's been too good to me. He's done too much for me to sit on that pew and just let another Sunday go by.
My goodness.
It shouldn't even be a service until you hear me talk.
Yeah.
Right. You should have that much of a burning desire when you get in here to say something. You want to be the last voice, the last sage. You can't sit on him.
You gotta speak.
What are you going to do? He woke you up this morning and gave you breath.
Yeah.
Where there's breath, there's life. Where there's life, there's hope.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that? You going to sit there and just be like, well, I guess, you know, I'll let somebody else take it.
No. Hold my meal.
Oh, yeah, right. You can't tell somebody to watch them burn and just tell them to sit down.
Oh, my.
He's been too good. Look at these kids coming out.
Right?
The blessings we have.
Right.
The kids that shouldn't be here.
Come on.
The ones that shouldn't have kids. We have blessings upon blessings upon blessings. We got my dad who's survivor of cancer. My mom who's healed.
Right.
I won't refuse anything else.
Come on.
Yay, who defied all medical odds and is here.
Right.
Why shouldn't I praise the Lord?
Why?
He's been too good to me.
Oh, my.
Oh, I have a promise of a rapture.
Whew.
I have that. But for today, I'm going to thank God for what he's done.
Right. Yeah.
For
yeah.
what he's done for me.
Oh, yes,
he's turned your life around.
Sure.
He's given you a sound mind. You could be out there wondering what it is. You could be in denomination just trying to dig a hole. Being like, well, today we're going to talk about this pamphlet.
Talk about it.
We're going to talk for 15 minutes. You don't know what God's going to say. You don't know if we don't even have. We might be out of here by the end of afternoon. There might not be a lunch.
Come on.
We might have a wedding supper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the expectation. I'm not looking for a golden corral.
No.
I'm not looking for this food. I'm looking for a supernatural. I'm looking for a next step. I'm looking just to pierce that. They're already here. You got to ask yourself, what are we looking for? What are we doing?
Yeah.
I came in here to praise God. I came here to lift my hands up because he's been too good to me. He gave the ability to where I have the ability to lift heavy objects. Where I'm not sore.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, he's given me energy.
Yeah.
Why waste it?
Right.
We all walked in. Nobody was wielding.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Nobody was willing. Hey. Least you could do is stand on your feet. So, Lord, thank you for a revelation. And most of all, thank you for an ear to hear.
Right.
Because if not, I'd be over here trying to wonder what the scripture says or have questions or looking at the wrong things. Or I can't write and divide, but I know where everything belongs. I know who I am. I know who they are. I know where I'm going. I know where I've been. There's no questions. There's no doubt in my mind. So, Lord, thank you for revelation.
Amen.
Thank you for just one more time. Yeah. One more time I can get up and just give it back to you. Yeah. Because it is by his grace that I am here. It's nothing I did. I was talking to Brother Don the other day. My thank you runs it every time.
Oh, yeah.
Man's thank you runs it every time. Yeah. But when you lay yourself down, you truly pour yourself out, you'll never go wrong.
That's right.
You asked, Brother Moore said, that magic pill. That magic pill is that rapture. It puts everything in place.
Yeah.
Your family doesn't get it, body change will do it.
That's right.
My body hurts, body change will do it.
Amen.
That's
everyone wants a magic fix, and we have it. Mm-hmm. We're on the precipice of taking that magic fix. That's how close we are. The world knows it. Man knows it. Education knows it. Science knows it. So if science knows it, who's leaps and bounds behind us, how much closer are we? It just makes me so excited because
amen.
It's a priority now.
Yeah.
Time comes up. I'm like, oh, Lord, it's almost 10 a.m. We got to be here.
Yeah.
Brother Moore said I should be here by 9:30, and I try so hard to be here by 9:30. But life happens. But it's a desire.
It's a desire.
That's what he sees. He sees your desire. You know, you could fall flat on your face 10 out of 10 times. God gets you up that 11th time.
That's right.
He gets you up. He picks you up. He puts you down. He gives you everything you need. I love the fact that no matter what you go through, there's always a standard. He always raises something up. Amen. You'll never be defeated. You'll never not succeed. You are more than conquerors, and I can't even sit on that. So, Lord, thank you for a revelation because I am tied to something that has stood the test of time.
Right.
Satan's over here just distracting, just over here, whoo, smoking mirrors. I see his tricks.
Yeah.
His last trick was to think that I was 3 minutes before midnight. And I now know where I'm at.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I know it's already happened. So all I got to wait is you know what, Lord? I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm not over here trying to die. I'm enjoying my life here. But you know what? If it wasn't for that balance, I would be Lord, just kill me. I'll take me now. No. Why I'm here, why I have breath.
Amen.
I am the living, breathing Word of God. Right. You see me. You understand that now. Yeah. You understand. You can say that. When you have a revelation,
amen.
The stuff that they preach, I love to listen back to some older brother children stuff, just tidbits. Right. Nothing's changed.
No.
It's the same message. It really is the same yesterday, absolutely, today, and forever. I was talking to Pat. I thought Brother Bram was talking when they played the... It's the same spirit.
Yeah.
It's the same spirit.
Yeah.
So if that same spirit that was in Christ, born in the bride, that's the same spirit that gets up and talks to you this morning.
Yeah.
It's the same spirit that talked throughout the service. So if you
ain't
waiting for a preacher, you've gone and missed him.
Right.
So Lord, thank you that I have an eye that I can hear it, that you can hear it because everyone else in this world is looking for it. And this little bride body has found it. So Lord, thank you for something special in Fairborn.
Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, Skylar, you got time? You got one more?
One more.
Oh, yes.
He said, I'm not going to wait.
He said one more. You could have grabbed it.
Oh, man.
Well. You know, I'm grateful to be identified with a body that we have here. I was helping our sister and brother move yesterday, and something Seth said, just strumming my strings. I think, Lord, we're identified with something that's eternal.
Amen.
You know, even the little things, just getting together we are a real life, moving, breathing body of God that moves together, that identifies together. I'm identified with something that's, it goes a long ways back.
Amen.
When you get to the end of this, it's an eternal thing. It goes all the way back since before the beginning of time.
Right.
And I was looking at that, just thinking, you know, even the song talking about, I love him.
Yes.
You know, it's not enough just to say I love him.
Right.
The beautiful part is that he loves me too.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a one-sided relationship here. I love something that's eternal, and he loves something that's eternal.
Yes.
And he's going to take us home to that city.
Right.
And that, you know, God, you know, just something said the other day, I was listening to this morning again, the service on Wednesday, because this is mind-boggling me. This thing's just moving so fast. You miss one service and you miss a lot. But, you know, talking about revelation, revelation will give you confidence.
Yeah.
It'll give you a backbone. It'll make you stand up straight. It'll make you throw your shoulders back. Because when you get a revelation on something, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much the devil howls. Nothing can talk you out of that. You know, I look back at my years, you know, when you first started off, we talk about our loved ones. And it's like, you know, you believed it. But it's like, okay, but there's some pieces missing there. But as the years went by, now it's like, it's so solid, so real to me. You couldn't talk me out if you wanted to. It's like, it's just that clear to me.
Yeah.
But now when I get something, it doesn't take me 5 years to get it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it used to be, here's something, and you kind of put it on the shelf, say, I'll get it, you know, a little bit. But now it's just so fast. God just speaks it, the bride steps out so quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, look at where we were 3 weeks ago when God first talked about the trumpet here. I'm just like, it was a giant leap. Next service, God comes along, and he talks about midnight cry. It's like, wow, okay, so you step out on that. Yeah. Then he talks about Wednesday, or last Sunday, he said, final move. Then we stepped out on that. Then Wednesday comes along in a moment. It's just that quick.
My goodness.
We have moved that fast, and I don't think we realize sometimes how fast God is moving with his body. But it's because we're stepping out on it. Look, because the bride is actively listening.
Yeah.
She's moving. She's picking it up that fast.
Yeah.
And the revelation becoming that clear, Brother Don. And she's that confident on it that our testimony from today to a month ago has changed so dramatically that if you can go back and listen to it, you think, wow, even though it was strong for a month ago, today it's so much stronger.
It's
so much clearer. Yeah. I'm a part of a living, moving, breathing body that is growing leaps and bounds.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm so grateful to be a part of that. I'm so grateful to be tied into that eternal body.
Yes.
And to come in here just to say thank you. Oh, it's an easy thing. That's an easy thing. To raise my hands and give him appreciation is an easy thing. Yes. To be identified with you and know that you're identified with me.
Yes,
it's an easy thing, Brother Jay.
Amen.
And I love him. I love God for that. I love God for that so much.
Amen.
Just remember, Pastor and Jeremiah's there in San Diego. And then Christy's got her musical December 7th at 10:30 a.m. That's at New Horizons Church, right? It's a New Horizons band. And practice this Thursday with the kids. So let's sing 66. We'll get him up.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God I serve. Oh, the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, what a mighty God I serve. What a mighty God I serve. Oh, the angels, all of
yes, what a mighty God I serve.
I want to sing one more song. It's when I think about the Lord, how he saved me and how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's sing that.
When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he's picked me up and he turned me around, how he's placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he saved me, how he's raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he's healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he's picked me up and he turned me around, how he's placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me wanna shout,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me wanna shine.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to come together this morning. Lord, bless those that couldn't make it in person, but bless them that they can be able to hear this message whenever they can, Lord, to feed and edify them. Lord, bless the saints that are here today. Lord, let us just open our eyes and open our ears so that we can hear and receive everything you got, Lord. Help the hearer and the speaker to get out of the way. Bless those that are sick. Lord, bless those that are traveling. Lord, just bless today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 You can be seated. It's good to be here this morning. Amen. Praise God for the saints. We're going to have church. You know, I know they're going to have church in San Diego. So I'm not going to feel bad for them. And I'm going to act like I don't even miss them. Because they're not acting like they miss me. They're out there in San Diego. The weather's like 65 degrees. I know they're not sadly getting up thinking, oh, poor me. No, 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 no. We came here to praise God, and they're praising God. It's a body ministry. You know, I feel like Brother Seth said, I'm no ways tired. You know, that when it comes to serving God, I don't get tired. You know, I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to what God's going to do this morning. I appreciate the testimonies. And, you know, we're all under that same kind of pressure, Brother John. You said, you know, the pressure of getting ready. I expect you to be under the same pressure I'm under. You're supposed to be bringing it, and I'm supposed to be bringing it, then we should be in the same pressure.
You should be saying, oh, I make sure I got my song right. I got my, I'm ready. I'm ready to get out of the way. I'm ready to get, I don't want you thinking, oh, I'm shy. We're all shy. Shut up. Shut up, Satan. We're all shy. None of us went to school to be preachers. None of us went to school to be testifiers. None of us went to Juilliard to study up music. So we're all shy in that sense. Don't try to put that on like, well, it's your personality. My personality don't get you promoted.
No.
Your person, you got to have a revelation to be able to speak in here. So God's got to give you that revelation. So if God gave it to you, don't let nobody get in the way of it. Don't even let yourself get in the way of it. Because if you see something for yourself, it's up to you to testify. Matter of fact, even when you go to court, it don't matter if you're shy. Did you see it or not? Did you see what happened or not? I don't care if you're afraid. I don't care if this or that. Tell me what you saw, and that's all I'm asking for. I don't need your emotions. I don't care what you were wearing. I don't even care what the weather was like when you saw it. Tell me what you saw, and that's all I'm asking for. So when I get up here, I'm going to share with you my knowledge of the mystery, what I see it to be. And if it dovetails with you, praise God. If you don't see it, praise God. I'm telling you what God gave me. And that's what you should say when you give your testimony. I'm giving you what God gave me. I'm not even coming with any type of controversy. Because I'm not coming, even like he said, I don't even come with excellence of speech. See, I got too much Bible behind me to let Satan get in the way of, oh, it's not my personality, it's not this. I don't care fully on your personality. I don't want it anyway. It ain't going. I'm only here to talk about things eternal. I don't care about your personality. I don't care about your habits. I don't care about your traditions. I don't care about what you thought God was. I want to know what the present tense I am God is doing right now. That's all I'm worried about. That's it. Oh, my. So I'm excited. I'm excited. You know, years ago, and I'll tell you this, years ago, me and my brothers, we found some sleds in the attic. And it wasn't snowing, and it wasn't Christmas time. My parents had bought them, and they had put them away and forgot about them, forgot to give them to us. But we found them, and right when we found them that day, we went out and started sledding. We sled down the hills. We sled down the rocks. If you guys know anything about me and my brothers, we make anything look like a good time. All the kids in the neighborhood started going to get their sleds. And we were just sledding. We were sledding down rocks and everything. We were just having a good time. Christmas came early. We found something. We got our hands on a hold of something that felt good. And we had a good time. I'm sharing that with you because Brother Jeremiah shared some notes with me. We about to go sledding this morning. Christmas came early. Yeah, so I'm excited. He gave me these notes, and I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I felt like somebody had already did the Kroger click list. I just pulled up, loaded up the car. I didn't have to walk around and search for nothing. I just said, praise him. I'm going to praise him. Why? Because I thank God when he does that. Makes it a little easier on you. Because it was already right. I was like, it's already right. I ain't got to go check nothing. He's provided. Now, God's going to do what he needs to do. This ain't leftovers. I ain't serving leftovers. This ain't the day after Thanksgiving. I'm not serving leftovers. I'm not reheating the meat. I'm not trying to get you some old stuffing and try to put some water on it. No, this is fresh manna. This is just some notes y'all didn't get. Because we only have so much time in service. So he only got to go through a couple of them, but I saw the ones he didn't get to. And I'm gonna be reading from there tonight. So I'm looking forward to it. So before I get going in there and forget all my stuff that I was supposed to do. So we got a couple announcements. So tonight we will not be having Bible study. So that's going to go out and we're going to send that out there. So you guys know that. Go home, get better, work on yourselves. I know everybody's sick and all that kind of stuff. So get better. Brother Jay's giving you Sunday night off. Get healed and get back together and maybe go do your Christmas shopping or whatever you got to do. But do that Sunday night. And then Wednesday, we got Brother Norod will be here Wednesday. Then the following Wednesday, Brother Alex will be here. So we've got guest speakers for both Wednesdays coming up. So remember that. And Pastor Moore and Brother Jeremiah will be back in town on Monday. So remember those brothers as they're going to travel. I know they're having a good time. They sent me a picture of those tamales that they got to eat. So I know they're having a good time. So that's why I said I'm not going to feel sorry for them. We're going to enjoy ourselves and have a good old time here in Ohio. But, you know, so remember my brothers. I miss them when they're gone for real. But I look forward to it. So let's go ahead and get jumping into this thing because I'm excited. Because God's been blessing us. I mean, and he's just been blessing us and blessing us and blessing us. And I thought, my goodness, you know, we get so much that sometimes, like Brother Jim did this morning, it's like, just take a second to inventory how far you've been moving. Right.
You know, even Brother Jeremiah said it Wednesday night. He was talking about how even the revelations, when you get them, when you first get the revelation, it's right. But then as you get more and more information on it, you see how right it is.
Yeah.
You know, you think about predestination. It was right when it was preached, but you needed a lot more information on it. When they said you could take your loved ones, it was right. You just needed more information on it because you had all these questions. You're like, well, if I can take my loved ones, what does that mean? Like, what is that? How does that? What loved ones can I take? Is the loved ones here? What if I love them, they don't love me? What if, right? You had all these questions. Oh, what? I love them, but I love them before I got into this message. I love it. All those questions became clear as you got more and more information. But the revelation of you can take your loved ones was still right. It was correct. And now when we say we're no longer in the seventh day, we're in the eighth day. That's right. You were just getting more and more services where we're getting understanding on it. It's like, okay, so if you're in the eighth day, that means the seventh day is over. That means the midnight cry did already happen. Because you can't go into the new day unless you get past midnight. That's just common sense. But we were claiming we were in eighth day. We were saying we were in eighth day. We've been preaching we've been eighth day. But the whole time we've been referencing the seventh day. We've been talking about yesterday, acting as if we're in yesterday. No, we're in today, the eighth day. And so it's like, my goodness. So I got a quote I'm going to read here real quick and talk about that and then go on and even some more things. But I just thought about that. I thought, my goodness, we've been right for so long, but we're getting so much more information on it. It's just making it realer and realer and realer. So anyway, this is Brother Branham. And you know, wait, before I even read this, let me say this. So Pastor Moore, he made reference of even his even requirements of when you get up to preach. He said, you know, he told me this, and I know he told every other brother this. He said, just get a quote in the scripture and just share it with the body. That's what he told me years ago when I met him at Smoky Bones, and he said I'd be helping Brother Jeremiah. I don't even think I've been back to that place. But anyway, so that's my own thing. But I don't like it no more. But he just said, I was like, well, what do I even say? What do I even, it's not like they had a training program in here for preachers. We don't. They just take the baby and launch it in the ocean, and little baby always come up swimming, kick and paddle. And so I was just like, what do we want to do? What do you say? He said, brother, just get a scripture and a quote, and come and share it with the body. So this morning, anytime I start thinking too crazy and get things out of question, I'm like, hold on now, go back to the foundations of the math. You know, it's just to get a scripture and a quote and bring them and share them with the body. So I got a little bit more than that this morning, but that was my only requirement. So that's my prerequisite. But anyways, let's read this quote here. This is Brother Branham, and he's over in Future Home. He says, see, eight cannot be counted with the week. Like when he's talking about a whole week, you know, one through seven. Eight can't be counted in a week. You don't go to eight. It doesn't say the eighth. It ends at seven. See, it cannot be counted. 8 days in a week, you can't do it. See, because there's only 7 days in a week. Right. Count any way you want to do it. Sunday is the first day of the week, so you count seven. Then you go back in and start over again. Count seven. Yeah. Come back and over and again, see? And we live through all those types in here. We've lived through it. Yeah. And when you hit the eighth, you go into eternity.
Right.
You don't come by laws. You don't come by rituals. And orders. You come by predestination. Amen. There's a genuine holy convocation. See, we're ending the seventh church age. The Pentecostal age, you see it? See, he's saying we're ending it. We saw that we ended it. See, do you see it? We're entering that holy convocation. We're entering to that real, genuine eternity where a church is called, not to some station, see, some denomination, but to eternity with the eternal King. See, we don't have it at all. No such thing as a days and things of times. You pass into eternity where you come from.
Yes.
You was there to begin with.
Yeah.
See, this is the future home of the heavenly bridegroom. See, so I was looking at that and I thought, we've been saying the eighth. You know what that means, though? That means you've stepped into eternity. That means there's no more laws, no more rituals, no more orders, no more anything. You've stepped back into where you came from. See, you look at it that way, you can realize why all these traditions that people want to put on it, they're good for the other days. The laws were good for the other days. The rituals worked in the other days. But when you step back into eternity, and that's a key point, that you're stepping back into eternity, because you can only go to eternity if you're from eternity.
That's right.
When you step back into eternity, all those other things are passed away.
That's right.
Oh, my saints. When you can see that, when you can see that you've stepped into eternity, the time is at hand. What time? The end of church age times. Yeah. That's the time that we're living in. And that's why we can say the rapture can happen at any moment. Yeah. It has to. There's nothing left to fulfill. There's no more laws, no more rituals, no more, nothing left to do but to enjoy God all in all. Yeah. That's really what eternity is when you're enjoying God all in all.
Right now.
Oh, my. See, so when we talk like that, my title this morning is Those That Love His Appearing.
Oh, amen.
Because when he comes back, he's coming back for those that love his appearing.
Yes.
There's got to be a group of people that are waiting, that are looking forward, that knows he's on the way, that are made themselves ready, that are looking forward to his appearing. That's this group. That's us. That's who you're talking about. That's the group that says at any moment, we can leave right now. Why? Because I'm ready. I'm looking for it. I don't have anything left to do. I'm not trying to build a hospital. I'm not trying to save a baby. I'm not trying to save somebody. I know saving time's over. Oh, see, when you can see it that clear, that's us. And you got to look at it and go, well, what is he coming back for? He's coming back for me. Oh, he's coming back for me. But he's not coming back for this physical body.
No.
No, he wants that soul. That's what he wants, that soul. So let's read another quote real quick. Because I love, because I'm going to read a quote and a scripture, but I look at that and so, because Brother Jeremiah read about uniting time and the signs in 1963. He talked about how that physical form, let me just read it. Said, Lord Jesus, as my poor heart jumps for joy.
Yeah.
This is Brother Branham. As I see the possibilities of me, and I throw myself in there,
yes.
A middle-aged man, but yet the possibilities of me seeing you come in this generation, to be alive and stand here and see when that trumpet sounds.
Think about it.
We've seen that. He's that's filthy, let him be filthy still.
Yeah.
He that's righteous, be righteous still.
Yeah.
He that is holy still.
Yes.
I'm righteous.
Yeah.
I'm holy. That can't be changed. He's not saying you that is righteous or that's filthy, then go to be righteous. No, he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that's holy, be holy still. See, the church world has it mixed up. They think that you can go from filthy to righteous. No, if you're filthy, just stay still. That's where you're going to be. But I'm not worried about that group. I don't even want to spend no time on that group. I'm talking about me. This is the group that I'm excited about. The group that's going over. He said, in a moment, this is what we got excited about, in a twinkling of an eye, when the world won't know what's going on, but all of a sudden, you'll see it before you, your loved ones that's gone on. Oh, that's like Brother Seth said, you got that picture, you can see it. I know who I'm getting up. I won't be shocked when I see Sister Alice. As a matter of fact, the church now is saying, what took you so long? That's what I'll say when I see Brother Childers. What took you so long? I've been ready to go for a long time. And that's the same thing they'll say to me. What took you so long? We've been waiting for you for a long time. The church, we're in one accord. We're saying the same thing. They're excited and we're excited. They're anxiously pulling and we're anxiously pushing to get out of here. Oh, I don't have anything that's holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. Not nothing, you know, even Paul was talking about this, and we're going to read it. He was talking about his buddy that looked away, Demas. It's over in Timothy. Let's read that. Because the time is now at hand. Now, so we're in 2 Timothy chapter 4, and the verse that I really just wanted was just verse 8. But when I started reading Timothy, I was like, well, you can't just skip to verse 8. You got to at least read verse 1 all the way through, because this is a little context. Paul's on his way out. Paul realizes that his time is up. So this is how he starts it. He says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come Now, time's now.
Yes.
When they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. That's what they're doing with the Bible. Just fables. Just fables. Tell me something that's going to appeal to my ear. Tell me something. Just give me, they want just motivational preachers. They just want inspirational preachers. Now, we say we want you to preach by inspiration, meaning I don't want your thoughts on it. But they just want somebody to inspire them enough. Just make you feel good. See, Satan don't care that you believe in the rapture. He just don't want you to believe it's going to happen today.
Right.
You can believe in it. It's just going to be tomorrow. It's like that song, that Orphan Annie. Tomorrow, the sun will come out tomorrow. I want it today. Today. I serve an I am present tense God. God, the I am. That's what he told Moses. He said, I am. Oh, my. For I am now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. That's Paul. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. I can say the same thing Paul's saying. I fought a good fight. We're keeping the faith. Therefore, there is laid upon me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only. Oh, hold on. But unto all them also that love his appearing.
Amen.
That's us. Amen. Right, because you can read that and go, Paul, great job, Paul. Good job, Paul. I know you're going to get this crown. Good job, Paul. But not just Paul, not just Branham, not just Childers, but me.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I love it like that. You got to bring it right here. I'm tied into the body. Matter of fact, even Brother Branham, our prophet, he heard over there, he heard Paul's group going in. And he said, what is that? They said, that's Paul's group going in. You know, that didn't frighten him. He didn't go, oh, man, Paul's group's going in. We're still sitting out here. I guess I'm not going. No, it confirmed his belief. He said, oh, I know now I'm going in because I preach what Paul preaches. Woo! So now when you start talking about the saints going in, I'm not getting frustrated that I'm not gone yet. That reaffirms my belief because I go, I preach what Paul preaches. Oh, my. I am that group that love his appearing.
Yes.
Oh, you can't take that from me. Oh, my, my, my. We're going to meet him in the air. Oh, my. And even over in John 13, I won't read it. We'll just paraphrase it. It says Jesus knew he had come from God and that he was going back to God. The bride knows she comes from God and she's going back to God. Oh, we quote it all the time. Job, where were you when the morning star and the sons of God cried for glory? Where were you when I was screaming and shouting, praise God? You know what? Because, and you know, your brother Steph, you said it right. You said, you know, I'm not going to sit down now. There should be noise here. There should be rejoicing here. Why? Because there's silence in heaven. But let's back that up a little bit. Why is there silence in heaven? Why is it so notable that it's silence in heaven? Let's talk about that just for a quick second. In heaven, when God is present, there's praises continually. Nonstop. Day and night, Brother Isaiah. Praises continually when God is present. Whenever he's present, there's praises continually. He dwells in his praises. Matter of fact, he's not there if there's no praises. That's how you know he's there. So when there's silence in heaven, it's not because they don't want to praise God. It's because he's not there. There should be some noise somewhere else. In a space of about a half an hour. Why we put a space of about a half an hour? Because after that time period, we step back into eternity. So you only can measure that part. Because after that, we're stepping out of time. Then God's going to get his praises again continually. But for a space of a half an hour, he's here. And the praises should be going continually. Oh, my, my, my. It's like Brother Seth said, set a man on fire and then tell him to sit down. This word is, it's in my bones now. I can feel it. I can't sit down now. I can't stay quiet on God now. He's done too much for me. Oh, my, my, my. That's the sister's breaking into it. She gave a testimony Wednesday night, Brother Sister Sandra, I think, maybe Wednesday night. She said, you know, I didn't realize how, you know, the brothers could say in the Bible that even if God doesn't show up, he's still with me. Because she was referencing the story of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Because before they got thrown into the fire, they told the king, I don't care if God don't save me from the fire. That doesn't matter. I don't need him to save me from the fire for me to know he's real. That's not going to change anything. Matter of fact, you throw me in that fire, he don't save me, he still saves me. Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. You're not going to get the glory no matter what you do. That's what you tell the devil. It doesn't matter what you do. Turn the car off. I don't care. If I got to walk to church, thank God for the exercise. God's already blessed me. God's already provided for me. I have a revelation of the hour. That's the blessing that he's supposed to give me. Oh, if I don't work here. I don't care, devil. I could be homeless. And I still got the revelation of the hour. I'm still blessed amongst the brethren. But the sister said, you know, I'm realizing that even if God didn't fix the car, God still takes care of me. He still blesses me. I can pray for things all the time. If God don't decide to do it, that doesn't change whether or not he's blessing me. See, I'm not like a 3-year-old kid that doesn't see that the lights are on in the house. Don't see that there's food in the refrigerator. I see all my blessings. You know, a kid, if they don't get a toy, they just start crying. They think, that's it. They don't think you're a good parent at all. They don't see that they got clothes on. They don't see that they had shoes on. They don't see that they were in a car seat. They don't see. I'm just telling you, they don't see the blessings. They don't see it all around. They go, oh, you're making me eat vegetables. But you know, there was a stove. There's heat. There's lights. There's a plate. There's a fork. There's some juice. There's a cup. There's a table. Right. You don't see the blessings. Don't be like a little kid in here. Oh, I want this. And then you don't get it. Is there a God? There is a God. Can't you see the blessings? Clean your glasses off. You're surrounded by blessings. Brother Seth, shut and talk to the kids. Kids that shouldn't even be born. Kids that shouldn't be talking. Kids that shouldn't be walking. That's just in Sunday school. God's been preaching to you the whole time. You can see God for yourself. Will he find favor when he returns to the earth? Yes. Oh, my, my, my. Let's go over here and read this quote. It's Brother Branham over here on How Can I Overcome? On that Easter morning when he rose out yonder and Job's body no more than a spoonful of ashes, he was waiting. He was that elected group. He rose from the grave and entered into the city with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Job. Oh, my, amen. For they looked for such a person. And to those who look for Christ the second time, that can overcome the things of this world. By his grace, to come unto him and to shut your eyes into anything else but him and his word. That's us, saints. We're shutting our eyes to anything else in this world and just waiting on his to come. That's why we only got one thing on our plate. That's it. We only got one thing on our plate. He will appear the second time in glory, for the trumpet of the God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Saints, have these things happened? Those which are alive and remain. That's this group. Because we understand about the trump. We understand that the dead he brought with him. So those that are alive and remain shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, be caught up together to meet him in the air. Oh, my, my, my. See, what I'm showing you is this 1963. It's been right there the whole time. We're getting more and more information on this thing, but the revelation is the same. That's what I love about what we preach. That's why we can say it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. When Brother Childress preached this in 78, maybe you didn't get it then. That didn't make it not right. It just means you weren't ready for it. You weren't ready for it. But we're ready now. Like, I don't even want to just say I'm ready now. We're ready now. The whole body's ready now. Oh, Brother Jay, what are you getting at? Maybe there's a... It wasn't time. Even Brother Childers would tell you when he was preaching it, y'all not getting it. Brother Branham said it, oh, y'all not getting it. But now we can look around and say, we're all getting it. Now that scripture, now that quote says, when you get that group together that knows what it is, then the rapture can go.
Yes.
Now you have that group that knows what it is, and now the rapture can go. Oh, my, my, my. And you go, oh, Brother Jay, I knew this. I knew that. You didn't know it. You didn't know it. Don't even let Satan put that on you. You tell you didn't know it. The zeal of the hour is to say you're wrong. Just say you're wrong. You didn't know it. Because you can't know it if your pastor didn't preach it to you. Start right there. If the pastor, if Pastor Moore said he just got it, that's what you guess when you got it. Right then. That's when you understood it. Oh, the Bible existed for thousands of years. Sure, you could probably read. Sure, you read the quotes, but you didn't get a revelation on it. When God revealed the revelation, that's when you got it. Oh, my, my, my. See, that's even like when Brother Childers was preaching. Because he came in and he preached and he said, I got one more thing I got to give y'all. And that was a marriage and divorce. Now, up until then, Brother Branham had already preached that message. Just throwing it out there. He had preached marriage and divorce in the 60s. Brother Childers brought this out in the maybe early 2000s. I forget when he brought it out. But so you had, from the 60s till then, 40 years, that you could have theoretically said you had it. But God didn't give you the revelation on it yet. When Brother Childers revealed it to you, then now you have a revelation on it. And now all the other additional information that you can go back and read, reference, all that kind of, now it ties in and it makes sense. But until then, you didn't have a revelation on it. So anybody that tries, because see what happens is when you start doing that, this is my little commercial. When you start doing that, it's dangerous. Because then you're going to do it on everything else. And you eventually start saying, I was saved before I got the word. And it's like, ma, how did you even know who God was? You hadn't met God. You didn't even know who God was. You didn't know what God sounded like. You didn't know what God looked like. You didn't know what God wanted. You didn't even know when you should be baptized. Right? People come here, well, I was baptized as a three-year-old at this church and blah, 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 so I'm good. You're not good. You're not. You didn't even understand what it was. They did it as a tradition. They sprinkle water on your face. No, you need to be baptized for the remission of your sins when you come to that understanding that you're wrong, that you need him. When you repent, you don't know that at 4 years old. Get out of my face with that. Oh, bring me to the priest and he's going to sprinkle on your face. You know, that's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. I've been like Jesus with the whip going through the temple. You're wasting time. You're just playing church. You're just playing around. You got itchy ears. You want somebody to tell you something you want to hear. You know why they do that? Just so you can feel good. They want you to feel good. I don't care if you feel good. You can dedicate your baby, but you're not getting it baptized. That's two different things. I'm giving my baby back to Christ because he gave it to me. That's a dedication. But that baby's going to have to grow up and get baptized on its own. It's going to get that revelation for itself. It's going to have to repent for itself. That's truly down the middle of the road. See, they don't want to do that. They want itchy ears. They want to feel good. I don't care if you don't feel good when you walk out of here. You came here for the truth. The truth shall set you free. Oh, my saints. I thank God that it's like this, you know, because I feel like, you know, I feel like my brother Cecil. You guys are like, Cecil? You don't got a brother named Cecil. I do. Brother Childers' dad. That's my brother Cecil. He's part of this body. You know what Cecil said when Cecil was getting ready to leave? Cecil, I'm referencing people that knew when they were about to go. Because that's me. I know I'm about to get out of here. The body knows we're about to get out of here. My brother Cecil, he would call his wife Mom. And he said, Mom, I'm going to help you plant this garden, but I'm not going to be here to eat it. That's right. I'm getting out of here. The Lord's told me that I'm going home. Yes. See, we come here service after service, Brother Isaiah, and God told us we're going home. But I heard my Brother Branham say, plant those potatoes. So now I'm over here, I'm saying, Brother Branham, I'm going to plant them potatoes, but I'm not going to be here to eat them. I'm not going to be here to eat them. I'm going to plant them potatoes like you told me to. I'm going to help you with that garden, but I don't plan to be here to eat them. God told me I'm going home. He told me there's nothing left to do but to get out of here. He said, will he find favor? Yes, he will. Is there going to be some of those that are alive and remain? Yes, there will. You're looking at them. Those that love is appearing, you're talking to him. Oh, my. See, I see, we got a balance on this thing. I'm not saying, no, I'm not going to plant my potatoes. No. I'm going to do what God told me to do. But he also told me that I'm going home. So I'm going to plant these potatoes and not plan on eating them. That's how I'm living my life. I'm not thinking, oh, I got 40 years till retirement. I've got the... I could be out of here tonight. We don't got to finish this service.
No.
You ain't got to finish your song. You ain't got to finish your testimony. If God wants to go, let's go. Pastor Moore said on the Wednesday night, he said, what if I started running towards the wall? Then guess what? We're running towards the wall. See, there used to be a time that he said, if I started running towards the wall, there'd be somebody in the back of the church like, crazy man. You run towards that wall, you're going to hurt yourself. That used to be a time. Now in the back of the church, Brother Lockett, he started running towards that wall. You running to that wall? That's right. See, now in the back of the church, it's a little different. Now you got a whole group of believers that are saying, if you're running towards that wall, Lord, we're running towards that wall. You're not leaving me. I don't want to be back here. I don't want to wait the 39 extra days. I know it's going to be a 40-day process. Let that happen to the Philippines. Let it happen somewhere else. I'm leaving on the first day. That's what I'm talking about. That's how I believe it. That's how I believe it. That strong that he wants me on the first wave. That's how we also believe it. I'm not no backseat Christian. Oh, go before me. No. I'm getting mine. I'll be like Brother Jim on that testimony. You had time. Should have got here at 9:30. You could have testified by yourself. But they said one more and it's me. I'm going to go ahead and take it. Why? Oh, there's no ladies first on this. I'm rolling in. I'm getting mine. I'm ready to get out of here. I'm ready. I've been waiting for this. I've been longing for this. This is what we've been waiting for. Oh, this is amazing time. When they preach like this, this is enthusing. Oh, my. Oh, see, the church world, they get tired of everything. Because they don't know God's really coming. It's just fables to them, Brother Isaiah. They don't know that God's coming, so they're pseudo-waiting. They're acting like they're waiting, but they don't care. They're not even looking for him to come. Let me. So Brother Jay, is there precedent for this? Yeah. So that king over in the time of Jesus being born knew Jesus was coming. Knew roughly around what time, but wasn't looking for him. Not at all. Not in the right way. Killed all the babies off and was like, that should do it. After he had done it, the wise men came and he was like, wait, what time? Wait, okay, hold on. He's still around? He's still coming? What do you mean? Well, when you find him, come back and tell me. And they were like, this seems a little mischievous. Like, nah, we're not coming back to this guy. He seems like a screw's loose. That's what it feels like when somebody out in the world is like, well, tell me when Jesus comes. I'm like, nah, don't worry about it. You don't care about it at all. I'm telling you to come every service. I'm telling you, you know what? And it's, you know, Brother Seth, you said it. He said you're taking that pill. And I thought about this and I thought, you know, when a doctor gives you some medicine, I got a friend that's going through COVID stuff and they got to get antibiotics and whatever. And they tell him take that pill for so many days. Yeah. It's not good enough to take the pill for 3 days. No. Not if the doctor said take for 8. Right. You might start feeling better day 4. Yeah. But you still got to keep taking that medicine. Oh, it might have been great getting up to Pentecostal's age when they were talking about the healing and the gifts and the restoration was happening. That was good, but you needed to go another step. There's one more step. I know you might be feeling good, church age. I know you might be feeling good out there in the world, like, oh, we're singing and shouting, we're dancing in the spirit. But you need to do your medicine. You need to take another step. God said you needed all. All. A-L-L. That's the only way you're going to get rapturing faith. They didn't have rapturing faith in Pentecostal age. They didn't have it in Martin's age. They didn't have it in Lutheran's age. You had to take the full word of God. You got to take the whole prescription. Oh, my. There's a group of people that's taken all their medicine. We've taken all of it. There's a group that can look all the way back to see what God has done. He's given us the answers of what's going to come to pass. But we're standing right here in this present eighth day. So now I can even say I'm just standing in eternity. That equals the eighth day. I'm standing where time is no more. That's the eighth day. That's eternity. Oh, it's Garden of Eden condition. Because why? You're fellowshipping with God. That's the Garden of Eden condition. We're fellowshipping with God with no malice, no strife, no, just at ease, and a spoken word ministry. That's Garden of Eden condition. Oh, that's where we're at right now. We're that group that loves is appearing. Oh, brothers. God is just blessing us. Let's read one more scripture. I've been referencing it, but I want to put the scripture on there. This is over in Luke 18 and 8. I love what God's doing with this body. We don't have to overcomplicate things, overthink it. It is so simple. And that's what makes it so, such that babes could understand. And we got our kids looking forward to the rapture. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Let me get this scripture here. I won't be before you long. So Luke 18 and 8. It says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. This is a verse I want to get to. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, this is Jesus asking that question, shall he find faith on the earth? That's what I'm asking. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Yes, he will. He's found. Matter of fact, even when you go through reading the faith chapter, it says this one found favor with God because he had faith. By faith, he pleased God. Abraham by faith. Noah by faith. Job by faith. James by faith. Isaiah by faith. Skylar by faith. Found favor with God. You got to put your name in it. Why? Because once you put your name in there, then it ties you automatically to the body.
Amen.
Ties you to the body. It's an individual revelation that then ties you to the body. No more am I James, but I'm the bride of Jesus Christ. But that comes with a personal revelation.
Yes.
You know, we were laughing about this. Me and my wife were talking about how sometimes people get confused on what professions they can do because their parents do it. It's kind of a funny joke. But if your dad's a doctor, you can't just be a doctor. Like, it doesn't work like that. Like, there's some requirements that you got to do to do it. It's just like, oh, my dad's a doctor, so I guess I'll be a doctor. No, you don't get to just get grandfathered into that. Like, you don't go up to the hospital and be like, oh, yeah, Miss Courtney works here, so I guess give me a badge and I'll work here too. And that's not how it works. Some requirements.
Right.
But see, the church world, they think Jesus is their father. They think God is their father.
Yeah.
He's not. They don't get the benefits we get.
Right.
We live in a mansion because he bought it.
That's right.
I got eternal salvation because he gave it to me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're trying to use nepotism to a family that they don't belong to.
Right.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
Right.
I came from eternity, so I'm going back to eternity. I come from God, so I'm going back to God. Yeah. Just because you're affiliated with God doesn't mean you're part of God.
That's right.
That's why I love even Brother John's testimony. He said, I love him and he loves me. That's beautiful. When you realize that God loves you just as much as you love him.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he loves me more.
That's right.
Because there's times where I let go.
Yeah.
I do. I let go and go, I can't do it anymore. And then he grabs me and goes, yes, you can. And then I get in the service and they snatch me up and say, yes, you can.
Amen.
Deacons grab me and go, yes, you can. Shake yourself off. Pastor Moore shakes you and says, yes, you can. And I praise God for those moments. Because it just reminds me. It doesn't change me. It reminds me of who I already am. Oh, my. See, saints, we get it so good in here. You get such great preaching. You get such great leadership. You get such great friends. You get such great support. And I even love how Sister Christy said it. She said, you know, she was talking and they said, well, who does this? And it was, they do this. But then now she's like, whoa. Not they, but we. This is what we do.
Yeah.
This is what we do. We support one another. Because on the outside, you can say, they do this, they do that. But now it's we do this. We believe the full word of God. We believe the report. We are looking forward to it. We are those that are alive and remain that are looking forward to his coming. We are the ones that are waiting for the rapture. We're the ones that believe it can happen. He's talking to us. Saints, God has been so good to us.
Yes.
He's been blessing us and blessing us and blessing us. So that's why I love it when Paul even said it, not just for me, a crown of righteousness, excuse me, but all those that love his appearing. That's this group. We love his appearing. That's a we on there, not just an individual. We love his appearing. We will get that crown of righteousness. We are, oh, God's given us so many blessings, so many promises, that if he doesn't fix my car, so what? So what? You can fix it if you wanted to. It's still going to break down eventually. He brought Lazarus back and Lazarus still died. But when you get that rapture, that takes care of everything. That's the magic pill that fixes everything. Oh, I got this bad habit. Get the rapture. It'll take care of it. Oh, I got these bad thoughts. Get the rapture. It'll take care of it. Oh, my family's this and that. Get the rapture. It'll take that. Just one fell swoop takes care of it all. That's why that's the only thing on my plate. That's the only thing that's going to fix this. That's the only thing that can fix this world. It's the rapture. It needs a total burning, but the burning can't happen until I get raptured. So still the rapture is the cure. The rapture is the cure. He can't even deal with Israel till when? The rapture. Once he deals with Israel, then he can deal with the world, but he can't deal with any of those things until I get raptured. That's the only thing left to happen. It's me getting out of here. That's it. Don't put anything else on there. Don't put any of your thoughts. Don't put any of your ideas. Don't put your creeds. Don't put your traditions on it. God has already said he's got one thing on our plate. Matter of fact, he said that's the final move of the bride. Oh, we sing that song, the move is on. The move is on. Oh, we're moving now. Oh, I praise God for this revelation. I praise God for this understanding. I praise God for an ear to hear. There's people that we preach this message to that don't even want it. Don't want it. Wouldn't give you a tinker for your token. But here, we push through sickness, health issues, that, walking, rehab, blah, 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 blah. All those things, mental, whatever. We push through it. We push through and go, if I can just touch the hem of his garments. Matter of fact, let's talk about that real fast. When that lady touched the hem of his garment, Jesus didn't even know who she was. Didn't even see her. But he said, whoa, virtue just left. Somebody that knew who I was touched me. Somebody that knew what I could do just touched me. Somebody that was longing for my appearance touched me. And the disciples, not understanding it, said, Jesus, come on, man. You're in a group of 100 people. Everybody's touching you. He said, no, 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 no. Not like this. It's different. That was somebody that knew who I was for real. That knew what I could do for real. That knew how authority worked for real. Even that soldier, when he said, you just speak the words. I know how authority works. Matter of fact, this lady even had more faith than that. She said, I don't even need to hear you talk, Lord. If I could just touch you, if I just touch the hem of your garment, you can heal me. Push through all that muck, miry, unbelief. All those unbelievers were surrounding Jesus. That's really what he was saying to the disciples. A believer touched me. The disciples were like, you're surrounded by believers. All these people were excited to see you. He said, no, a real believer touched me. Virtue just left my body. Somebody was pulling on me. That's how it is. And it don't matter even who gets up there to preach. I'm coming here. I'm going to start pulling on them. If there's any virtue, I'm going to pull it out. You done came around some believers tonight. That's how this thing works. I come here expecting to hear from God. That's even how my wife said it. She said, I don't care who gets up. I know I'm expecting to hear from God. Oh, she's partial to hear me. She loves my voice. But she knows that behind that is God. It's deity on these lips. You get up here, it's deity in those lips. I'll pull it out of you if it's there. And if it's not, it'll get real quiet in here. You'll start hearing crickets for real. Everybody will start just scribbling notes, just waiting it out. It's all right. It ain't going to change my belief. I'm not going to get confused and think maybe I don't have it. No, I know I got it. I won't be sitting here thinking, oh, well, maybe I missed something. No, I always catch it. The bride turns quickly to the word. So if I don't hear any word, I don't have none turn quickly too. I'll just wait it out. I'm okay. I brought God with me. It's not like I'm not going to get God. He's here with me. See, the church world has you thinking you got to go get something. I don't have anything else to go get. I woke up to the oil. Yes. I have oil already. I'm not going to go buy it and go figure it out. I have that oil. I have my light. I can see without you. That's how this thing works. You got to have a revelation for yourself. Even Brother James Bond said, he said, does that light shine everywhere? It should.
Yeah.
When the light's on, it should shine anywhere you put it. Matter of fact, it looks the best in the darkest hours. The darker situation I get in, the more they appreciate me. The more beneficial I am, the darker it is. I get into church and you almost can't see how bright my light is. I start sitting beside some believers. I sit beside Doug and my light looks real dim. It's all right though. I love you, Brother Doug. But it's okay. But put me at a school somewhere, middle of Dayton. I'm super bright. Halogen level. But I love this thing. I love how I see it. I love how clear it is. I love how God just makes this thing just so easy to understand. I praise God for it. Come on up, musicians. Amen, amen. Now remember those prayer requests. Now also, one last announcement. We got the church directory is back there. So just sign off on that and we'll like make sure your information is correct. And if you don't see your name in there, write it in there and then we'll have it. Sometimes people go, well, I don't see my name in there. It's like, we'll use the pen, write your name, and then we will have it. So let's do that. Come on up, Sister Beth. Yeah. Yeah. We'll gladly do it. Okay, we're going to pray for that. We're going to pray for that.
Amen.
Brother Dwayne, come and help me with this. Amen. Amen. Got a mic? Get that mic. Thank you. Amen. Here's this for you. Oh, I have a mic on. Sorry. I just realized that. Been a little bit, guys. Sorry. God bless you, brother. We're going to come here. We're going to pray as a body of believers and believe and just touch this family. Lord, be there with him and just use his faith, Lord, to stand in the gap for that family. He's standing there for him as a believer, Lord. Just touch that faith and let this little token show the appreciation that he has for this word that he's going to take this back for them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen, amen, amen. Let's sing something and
you can reference this for
a while. I don't mind at all. Go ahead, brother.
Since I have the mic.
Yeah.
You know, just a quick story, and this might be a random story, but it means something to me. The other night, our three kids lay down with us, and it was just sweet spirit, and, you know, we fell asleep. And when we fell asleep, like, it's a big bed. We're like, get out of this bed. Go to your rooms. And they go to their three rooms.
Yeah.
You know, Daisy, Luke, and Lily. And we got up. We're getting ready, and me and Johanna... We're looking for Lily, and we go to her room, we top bed, bottom bed, can't find her. Go to Daisy's room, okay, she's got to be in Daisy's room, because she'll go to Daisy's room, we're like, can't find her. Go to Luke, she doesn't ever go to Luke's room, but we like, hopefully she's in Luke's room.
Right.
She wasn't in Luke's room, and we have a, you know, bottom level. And Johanna, we're starting to get a little worried, we're like, this isn't quite normal. And then Johanna went downstairs, and just for a brief second, I really did think, I wasn't thinking that anyone kidnapped my child. I didn't think that. It wasn't the first thing that crossed my mind. I was like, that little girl got out of here.
She got
first.
Out of here. Yeah.
I was like, right. Lily's faith beat me. I was like, but she will come and get me.
She'll come and get
me. I might not be day one.
Right.
But I really did, because it was weird. She was downstairs on the couch. She just got confused, and then I walked down steps and slept on the couch. But it was weird. But our thinking's changing. I was
Amen.
Not scared that someone took my daughter. I
no.
was like, God took my daughter, and
yes.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm so thankful that I am looking for his appearance.
Amen.
I love his appearance.
Amen.
I want it today, and that's just my desire. I'm so thankful to be here.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother James.
Hey, God bless you, Brother Dwayne. Amen. Oh, go ahead, Brother David.
I just want to thank God for being here today.
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is stir the pot a little bit, and then all these things just start pouring out. And
Amen.
I love it, man. It's just, it's so real. I love how God, he brings it every time, and he just talks to everybody at the same time. It's,
yes.
It happens every single service, and I just
Amen.
Love it. It's supernatural, and I just love it. I love you guys, and I just appreciate this message. And
all right,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother David. Let's sing. Feeling so much better. Page 117. Remember that we don't have Sunday night Bible study. We do not have that. And come back expecting on Wednesday.
Feeling so much better. talking about this good old. I am feeling so much better talking about the Lord. So let's go on, let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on, let's go on talking about the Lord. That old devil, he don't like talking about. That old devil, he don't like you when you're talking about the Lord. So let's go on, let's go on talking about this good old. Oh, let's go on, let's go on talking about the Lord. I am feeling. You're dismissed.